Back now with Day to Day. Is gas going to get even more expensive? And could your grocery bill get even higher? If you look at new numbers on inflation, you might think prices are going down. The government is reporting that in February, we had the biggest decline in wholesale inflation in 3 years. But what we pay at the store or at the pump may still be going up. Joining us is Marketplace's John Dimsdale. John, if wholesale prices are down, why are economists still worried about inflation?
Well, probably because the trends that we're seeing in this February report don't necessarily reflect what's going on in stores. This report's a snapshot of the prices that producers of goods, what they paid in the early and middle parts of February. But things have changed a lot since then. It certainly has for gasoline, which has gone up 25 cents a gallon just since the third week of February. And looking ahead, gas prices don't look so good. Supplies are tight, and spring is when refineries close for maintenance, especially after the hurricanes. They deferred some of the maintenance. So before you get too ready to celebrate the good news about the falling wholesale prices in this report, be aware that there's plenty for the glasses half-empty crowd. For example, business professor Peter Morici at the University of Maryland sees warnings of higher inflation in the future.
Which is particularly troubling. 2 months in a row, the core numbers for producer prices, that is the prices less the volatile food and energy sectors, are up a lot. This is a dramatic departure from months past and indicates that inflationary pressures may be building in the core of the economy. We haven't seen that in consumer prices yet, but we've seen it in wholesale prices, and that is troubling.
John, if food and energy prices were dropping, what products were costing more to push up that core rate?
Well, there's a list of products that jumped in price. Cars and trucks, pharmaceuticals, newspaper supplies, tobacco. The real question for consumers is whether these wholesalers will pass the higher costs on to the retail level. And that depends on productivity. Is technology going to keep improving so that producers can absorb these higher costs of supplies without raising their prices? Productivity's had a pretty good run over the past couple years, but it slumped in the last part of last year. So there's some concern that core prices might be heading up.
And speaking of the real question, how about the Federal Reserve Board and interest rates?
Yeah. Well, if core prices are going up, you're going to see higher interest rates. Everyone expects the Fed to raise at least a couple more times this year, and the next meeting is next week. Coming up on Marketplace, we're profiling two New Orleans families and their very different decisions on whether to stay in the city.
Thank you, John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.